The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast went down just the other night. That was the 22nd of September. I remember it well. It was a Thursday night of fun, frivolity, hijinks, laughter, all of those things. Okay, we played an edition of Bet on Ben for prizes. Okay, great game. Check it out. Ben always surprises people when he pulls an answer out of his ass and gets it right. It's absolutely spectacular. So here you go. From the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, I have a free view here for you. The full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, for all the content you could possibly handle for just $5 or $10 a month. But for now, enjoy this free view.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Rob, can you play? Are you able to play, Rob?
I think I could, actually. I do have a hands-free, as long as it sounds okay.
All right.
He just sounds like shit all the time.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
All right. Rob has been in the spotlight this week. Him and his the whole Kenny thing. I'm not going to revisit that, but that was fantastic. All right.
I didn't hear today, but I heard the phone call, the three-way phone call yesterday.
Oh, that was
great.
The question, Ben, what style of music is immortalized in Alan Jones' book called Saturday Night Fever? Rob, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Trying to figure out if he could figure out a guess to this because I know the answer.
Yeah. How old are you, Rob? About 35, 34?
32.
You're about the same age as Ben.
Well, anybody who's ever listened to Saturday Night Fever knows instantly when they hear the song.
All right. The question again, what style of music is immortalized in Alan Jones' book, Saturday Night Fever?
Against.
Sorry, Ben, against man. You, Ben. What is your answer?
Well, Eric.
I'm going to have to go with disco, man.
The disco is correct, and Rob is out. Oh, you bigot. Oh, my God. It's a bigoted answer for you.
Yeah, Kenny. I'm not so ignorant, am I?
No, you're not. Speaking of bigoted, ignorant guy, let's bring Kenny in. Kenny, how you been, buddy?
That is the correct definition of ignorant.
Correct answer is not. Correct answer is disco, of course. Oh, shit. How many bucks or dollars did the average ticket set back? How much did it cost to go to a movie in 1991 on average? Kenny, you can. Oh, and by the way, you can answer within a dollar either way. Okay. How many dollars did the average ticket set back U.S. moviegoers in 1991? Kenny, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Man, that's tricky. So he would just be guessing, but then he can go a dollar either way. Oh, man.
Thanks for saying what I just said.
I'll I'll go with against.
Oh, man.
That's tricky because, you know, you could say the price, but you could go a dollar either way.
I was thinking.
I'm trying to think of what movies cost back then, but I was only 4 years old at that time. I'm going to say, I'm going to give an educated guess and say $2.
That is incorrect.
Nice.
They were $4.
Ah, son of a bitch.
$2.
I mean, $4 isn't much.
I guess four isn't. Yeah, you're right. Four isn't that much different. You're right. Kenny, you bet against them, right?
Right.
Oh, Kenny, right. That's good. What sports record blowout for an international match occurred when Australia beat American Samoa 31-0 in 01, year 2001? I'll read that again. What sport had a record blowout for an international match when Australia beat the shit out of Samoa 31-0 in the year 2001? Kenny, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to go against.
All right. I have a sport that came to my head right away because of the record blowout in 31-0. I don't know if either of these teams play or either of these countries play the sport, but I'm going to go with soccer. Oh!
He's on a roll again.
Damn it.
Holy shit. You ignorant bigot.
Did you say American Samoa or Samoa?
I said American Samoa time, and then I said Samoa the second time.
Okay, Saul went to American Samoa, right?
I don't know. Did he?
That's where he goes. Law degree, right?
Saul?
Yeah.
Oh, the TV shows. I thought you meant Saul. Like,
oh, yeah, me too.
Like blind. I'm like, no way. Saul's a fucking lawyer.
It's like, fuck Saul. Saul's not a lawyer. You can't even fucking. No.
You can't even tell what jokes are good or not.
Jesus. Aram's talking about a character like it's a real dude. And it turns out we have a friend named Saul. Yeah. And answer your question. I believe you are right. Okay. Jimmy Stinson, are you there, buddy? Are you still there? I saw you. You look like you were doing something. No? Come back to you, maybe? Let's turn to Amanda. Amanda, here we go. No? You don't want to play. You're working. You are busy. And you
can't... Well, no, I just did it. I just did it last time. Give it to Stevie.
Stevie is next. You're right. Let's do it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Bet on Ben. What comedy troupe or improv group introduced Canada to the characters Mr. Heavyfoot, Buddy Cole, and the Chicken Lady? Stevie, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet on Ben.
Do you by chance know the answer?
I do know the answer.
So did I. What comedy troupe or group? That would be sketch.
Yeah.
Introduce Canada to Mr. Heavyfoot, Buddy Cole, and the Chicken Lady.
Someone wrote Funny Girls.
Oh shit.
<Ooh. laughs>
You know, I think they broke up.
Did they? Thank God.
I think half of them became dudes.
Yeah, the world is better without them.
Come on, Kenny. This is right up your wheelhouse.
What?
Kenny? Well, I mean, look at it, Kenny. You said wrong name.
Oh, but okay. Hi. Hey, Kenny. How are you doing? Oh, hey, Kenny. I don't know. How are you doing?
Great.
I'm just going to go with the only, I think this is a good guess. Kids in the Hall.
Yes.
That is correct.
All right. Ooh, the word troop got me. I thought it was like a three-person group.
That's a trio.
Oh, whoops.
Wow.
What novelist, writer, recorded his audio-only work, LT's Theory of Pets, in London's Royal Festival Hall? What novelist recorded his audio-only work called LT's Theory of Pets in London's Royal Festival Hall? Stevie, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I think I'm going to have to go against Ben.
Oh, good. Thank God. I'm so lost on this.
What novelist, book writer, recorded his audio-only work, LT's Theory of Pets, in London's Royal Festival Hall?
Who the fuck is LT?
I think that's just the name of the piece of work.
Oh, I thought it was the author's initials.
That's just a title of the audio only work.
So it's LaDainian Tomlinson's audio pets majigger. Whoops.
I'm just impressed that you came up with someone famous with the initials LT.
What novels? LT's what? What's the
LT's Theory of Pets? What famous book writer recorded his audio only work, LT's Theory of Pets, in London's Royal Festival Hall?
I'm going to say Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist. Sorry, that is incorrect. Stevie now has $4. The correct answer is Stephen King.
Oh.
What basketball announcer saw his three sons earn basketball scholarships to Arizona, Princeton, and San Diego State? So this announcer's three kids are excellent basketball players. Who is the announcer, Stephen? You gonna bet on or against Ben?
Shit. I think I'm gonna have to bet on Ben.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
If you get this right, that'll match. You'll have $8. What is the famous announcer's NBA basketball announcer saw his three sons earn scholarships to Arizona, Princeton, and San Diego State?
I do not know basketball at all. I know two announcers' names. I don't actually think they're announcers. I think they just, but they're former NBA players.
This could be an announcer or an analyst.
Yeah.
That's all kind of a term for all of these here in this question.
I've got a guess. I'm going to say it's most definitely wrong. Charles Barkley.
That's a great guess, but not correct. You're on the right track.
Does the last name end in ball, or is the last name ball?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking for Bill Walton.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't know.
All right, Stevie, I'm sorry.
Damn, that's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Play one more game. Heads is Linda.
Tails. Maureen. You want Maureen to play? Okay. Maureen, it's you, my dear. Let's do this.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go. It was so good seeing you on Saturday. Oh, my God. We had so much fun.
Do I know you?
It was so good meeting her, you mean.
Oh,
right.
I had never met her.
She's referencing I had met Maureen before.
Oh, okay.
She comes walking and I go, it's so good to see you in person. She goes, yeah, you went out to dinner with me. How fucking terrible is that?
I sat right to him.
What an asshole.
You are an asshole.
Yeah. Here we go. What did the Miami Dolphins keep warm in an $1,800 heated trunk for Dan Marino during a 1999 playoff game in Denver? Maureen, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
What did they keep warm?
His penis.
No clues. I'm going to vote. I'm going to bet on him.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't know. What sport do you know? You don't know basketball.
Yeah, I know. I know football, but this is before my time.
I'll read it again. What did the Dolphins keep warm in an $1,800 heated trunk for Dan Marino during a 1999 playoff game in Denver? Maureen said you're going to get it right.
Yeah.
What do I know?
What is the answer?
I mean, oh no.
Poop. Pull one of those answers out of your ass like you always do. There's, come on, Ben.
There's no way. This is, oh my God. And they kept it warm in what? A truck?
An $1,800 heated trunk. Like a,
Like your magic stuff,
or in this equipment, football, or magic stuff, or football equipment.
Yeah. Let's see. Shit, man.
Gonna need a guess.
I have no fucking clue. Gloves?
Is that right?
No.
No, no. Wait a minute. I hit the bell, but it's wrong. It's wrong. It's his helmet.
Son of a bitch.
That is it, my free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All of my Patreon content is available for you if you want just audio. It's just $5 a month. If you want audio, video, and the live streams, you know, you're really into all that show stuff, it's there for you for just $10 a month minimum. Okay. If you sign up for a whole year, you get it even less than that because I'll knock 10% off of the price. You just got to pay it all up front. So there you go. Enjoy. Thank you so much, folks, for the time and checking out the free view. Till next time. Bye-bye.